April 1st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be quite certain you know who the enemy is before you engage in battle. The days are evil, and Satan, the prince of lies, accuses good, thus opposing my plans. Understand, then, the future of the world depends upon your accurate discernment of good versus evil. Do not do so without seeking my assistance. Pray that the Holy Spirit enlightens your choices. The Antichrist will come wearing a robe of goodness and kindness, for Satan rarely presents himself as the evil that he is. After the Prince of Darkness establishes his minions in the most unlikely places, it will be difficult at best to wrench the power away from him. This is the hour of decision which weighs upon the heart of the world. Esteem truth and honesty. Do not support causes that are evil and are disguises for sin. Do not, in the name of freedom, become a slave of sin. I know the ones who have chosen illicit lifestyles in the name of righteousness. I will hold them accountable. I want to give you my heart, my ideals, my love. These messages are my attempt to press the heart of the world to my own paternal heart. I speak here to believers and unbelievers alike." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.